here, so if you'd like to crack on.
Right, good evening everyone, and welcome to the meeting. And firstly, has anyone from the public got anything to say?
Yeah, I'd like to come in, Dave, if I may. I just want to raise the issue which I hadn't really realised, I suppose, has been happening in the way that you're running the parish council agenda. In that, if there are actions by anyone other than the clerk, they're not being reported on. So I'll give you three instances. One, I think it was last year at some stage, rather, and I think this was actually you, David. We're going to look into the rules that they came in with in villages in Devon and Cornwall about holiday homeowners. So that's one. Second one is that the Seagrove Vivian Trust, and this is what brought it up to me because we've got a trust meeting this week, agreed to pay for signage to go near all of the defibrillators around the village. And if you remember, that was one of those we were going to try and get done quickly when COVID came in. Again, that doesn't seem to be being followed up anywhere. And the third thing was that we were also going to try and do something about the overgrown hedges and things like that, restricting our paths. Again, because of COVID, that was going to be back in July. And again, that seems to have sort of dropped through everything. So I just feel, and I suppose, Brian, this is something for you, that there's something missing in the process somewhere. Because we get all your updates, all of your actions, right? You tell us what's going on and so on and so forth. But if the action is by another parish councillor, then it doesn't seem to be followed up in the same way. So I think there's a little gap in your process there somewhere.
That's what the elections are for, Kevin.
Sorry?
That's what that's what the elections are for. If you're unhappy with the way the councillors are operating, that's...
No, I'm saying it's a process issue. It just seems to be that if it's an action for the councillors, it doesn't always get followed up on the agenda, and it should be. It should be part of the regular thing. So if you're giving your update, for example, which you're taking from the agenda, if there's an action there for a parish council, then perhaps that's where it should be followed up. So that at least, you know, from the public's point of view, we know these things aren't sort of dropping off. I've just given you three that came out the top of my head.
Kevin, I agree. And can I say, from a personal point of view, and I don't think we pursued this through the parish, but with regard to Island Road and the hedge cutting, I've brought this up through iWalk and at several meetings, actually, and I believe the nonsense we get from Island Road is it's nature's highways. They just do not want to spend the money to cut the hedges two or three times a year and the verges.
But the action I was talking about, sorry to stop you, David, that was part of it because it was one of the other councillors that picked that up. But it originally came from us wanting to get our pavements back.
It was
Sally. Yeah, and the idea was that literally someone was walking around the parish to see what houses, especially obviously where we have second homes, a lot of them have been, you know, growing right over. You've only got to actually, if you look now, if you walk down the high street and along the Esplanade, because Little Douglas has changed hands, the people that have bought it haven't cut the hedges that grow out into the road, which is one of the most restrictive parts for the whole of the parish. And the same down Madeira Road, where Di Fox's house is, they always used to make sure they cut their hedge right back. If you have a look now, it's a good couple of foot overhanging on what is a very narrow pavement. But anyway, I didn't want to go into detail because I'm sure there are other things. What I'm saying is there seems to be something missing in the process there that isn't picking these things up each time and following them through. So, obviously it's between probably the chairman and Brian as to how you do that in the future. But it's certainly, of concern to me that these things are just sort of dropping off.
And well, for what it's worth, Kevin, I agree. And I think if they're brought up in the first place, they should be followed through. So maybe that's something we should look at. We should definitely look at.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
I mean, it is our responsibility as individual councillors, that if we do anything, that, to be fair, and I do with Brian, is we communicate back with Brian so that there is a record, because, to be fair, what you're saying, Kevin, is that Ryan is the one that controls all the records, and that is important for all of the electorate to know that that's being done. And I know Brian would agree, on Ellington Road, I always do update him to make sure that there's awareness.
Yeah, I agree, Mike.
Good point, though. I think we need to be transparent and, as you say, follow through and say this has been done. And it wouldn't take very long. So let's see if we can do that going forward.
Yeah, if I can assure you, if councillors report stuff back to me, I will share it. So,
I understand, Brian. I mean, I'm talking about the stuff that doesn't get reported back, as it were.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much, and thank you, Dave, for taking it on board.
Very well. All right, any more? Okay, we move on. Secondly, apologies for absence. I believe we've had those.
Yeah, there's just one. It's from Barry, so. Okay. Understandably, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. Declarations of interest.
I've got some. Right.
Yeah.
They're in planning, so could we take them when we come to them? It's easier, otherwise I...
Yeah, if you tell me, I can go back. Yeah, that's good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Right, to approve the minutes of the parish council meeting held on the 19th of October.
I've read them, I'm happy with it.
No queries?
Yeah, no. I'm happy.
Could we have a proposer, please?
I will.
Thank you, Sally. It's proposed.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Dave. Second. Are you going to have a vote? I think that looks unanimous. Thank you, everyone.
Over to you now, Brian.
Thank you. So, since the last meeting, the computer that we have for me to work on, unfortunately, had developed a bad fault whereby it wasn't really starting. Sent it off to PC consultants, and unfortunately, they examined it and they declared it was beyond economic repair. And unfortunately, it's also out of warranty, so I've had to buy a new computer. It's the first meeting I'm running on it tonight, and it seems to be working, which is a good sign. It cost £420 plus VAT, but on this occasion, what I've done, which we didn't have before, I've purchased an extended three-year warranty. It's £61 plus VAT, and it gives us 3 years of on-site support. So if me or whoever does my job in the future, depending on what happens, there will be some support for it rather than just a standard one-year warranty that once it's up, we haven't really got any help. So that's a bit better, hopefully. Care in the garden have completed the autumn phase of landscaping the flower beds in Putpool Park. The flower beds have been resized by replacing some of the area with turf. The planter stands out there have been put into storage, and the pathways onto the grass areas have been made wide enough for wheelchair and pushchair access, and it's a good basis now for, in the spring, some proper planting of flowers. Building on from the item about the problems at the park with the wall, Vectis Housing Association agreed with Councillor Ward's understanding that they are in fact responsible for that brick wall at Kerryfields, and they've taken on responsibility for repairing that wall. The builders have been on site, they've removed some loose bricks and concluded the wall is not moving and does not present a current danger to the local vicinity. The environmentalist has also agreed and the park has been reopened whilst the wall waits a long-term repair from them. But the main thing is that as far as everyone can tell, it is safe enough to be near again, but it will get repaired at some point. And Vectis Housing, thanks for Councillor Ward's input, I've taken that on board. A letter was sent to the Isle of Wight Council with regards to a cycle route that traverses Gregory Avenue, and we haven't had a response to date yet, but that letter did go out. Island Road were made aware of the concern Councillor Harvey had about the right turn sign, no right turn sign from West Street into the High Street in Seaview, and this afternoon I received a reply basically to say that unfortunately the law stipulates the sign has to be before the end of the road, so it can't be on the wall opposite or anything like that. So unfortunately where they are is the best position that they can leave them in legally. So that was the end of my updates for this month. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, planning. That's me again.
Yeah.
Right, to note delegated decisions. The Shute Gully Road, refused. Vernon House, Oakhill Road, granted. Land between the Shute, Sea Haven, the Boathouse and Sunnymead, Gully Road, granted. Gibbs Cottages, Nettlestone Hill, refused. Now, this month's applications. Top of the list, the Old Vicarage, Stone
I've
Road.
I've got a vested interest there, I'd like to declare.
An interest, thank you very much, Councillor Ripley. I'll make a note of that.
Me too, Brian.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Councillor Hardy.
Well, not vested, but I should declare.
An interest, yeah. Interest,
well,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a prejudicial interest either, if you know. No.
Right, this one is a proposed replacement detached garage. I've looked here, I believe this is for, no, it's outside the conservation area, this one, is it?
No, it's within the conservation area.
Is it within it? Just on the outskirts? Anyway,
yeah,
from my opinion, what it is, I can only see it as being an improvement. What's there? Very 70s, late 60s, early 70s. An old concrete garage, going to be replaced by something far superior and to me much more visually attractive and better suited to what's going on in the community there. So I'd like to propose that we go with that one.
I'm happy to second it, if I'm allowed to.
Can Becky second that?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. Dave proposed that you second it and all votes, all voting. Looks unanimous support. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Right, second one, number 33, Cause Avenue. Right, this one, we all know Cause Avenue, modern buildings from late 70s, 80s, around here. It's, I don't know, I'm trying not to be biased with this one at all. I don't like, I think it's overdevelopment. I've tried to scale off the drawings because they don't actually give us any dimensions. Scaling off the drawings, they're doing away with the garage and making it into living areas, which I've no problem with at all. But basically, they're extending the garage, the depth of the garage, by 60% or in the region of. Also on the back, they're taking down a small conservatory and putting a single-storey extension on the back. Now, I think when you look at the plans, to me, it looks very, very imposing in the gardens there. And if I lived near it, which is all I could go by, is I wouldn't be happy with it at all. And it's, I think the main reason for my discontent would be the fact that it looks like those units down the wishing well. It's just a vast expanse of flat roof. And I think when you look at the 3D perspectives on it, in my opinion, it looks a bit big and a bit bulky and a bit imposing. That's only my opinion. So has anyone else got any opinions?
You're muted.
Oh, is that... Is,
yeah, it's muted.
Is it Roy?
Yeah.
He's Roy. He's...
Anyone else, no opinions?
I thought it looked pretty... I agree with you. I agree with you, Dave.
Thank you.
So are you proposing to on overdevelopment?
I'm proposing we say it's overdevelopment, Brian. I think it just needs scaling back a bit.
Object overdevelopment.
Very intrusive into the garden. And as I say, I'll try to base these things on an honest opinion of how I feel. And I think if I had that going up next to me, I don't think I'd be very happy. And I don't think any of us in here would.
Okay.
Just looks so, development to me.
Cool. So Dave's proposing to object on overdevelopment. Was there a seconder, sorry?
Did Roy say something?
I'll second that.
Second? Okay, thanks, Roy.
What was it again? You see where it's saying?
Yeah,
that?
But you know, you've lost me on everybody else now.
We're voting to object to people supporting that. Dave.
Right.
That looks... unanimous. Or Sally, are you abstaining?
Yeah, I am.
Abstaining, yeah. So.
No, she's positive.
Oh, sorry. Oh, well, back.
I'm
okay. Sorry.
With, You, Dave.
Yeah, no problem. Brilliant. Thank you. Sorry, my mistake. Thank you, Dave.
Right, the next one. Sandlands Cottage, Steyne Road. Again, this one falls in the conservation area. It's, I think there's people far more familiar with the cottage than me. But again, looking at it, I must say, I think the material is sympathetic with the oak, and it's nice, but it's, considering this is a listed building, I have a couple of issues with it. Mainly, again, if I'm totally honest, it's the size of it. I think it's very, very imposing.
Dave, isn't this the same place that we agreed on something last time, though? Isn't it a more on top of an application that we...
Yes, you did have an application.
We considered, so now instead of two new bits to that building, there's now three new bits to that property.
Becky,
yeah.
I can't remember this in this form.
I'm saying that last time there were two new bits, and now there's a third new bit on a separate application when we had an application that we considered last month.
That could be. Excuse me for being green on this one. It's I was ever so busy last month, which isn't really an excuse, but
yeah.
I don't remember those other two applications. And what's hitting me in the face here, Becky, is just this conservatory, the physical size of it. And what they're showing on the drawings I've got in front of me is they're showing existing elevations. Now, it's possible that those existing elevations we may have pushed through before. But I don't remember them off the top of my head sitting here. And I've just got, my concern is, with it being a listed building, this room they're proposing on the back, which they've listed as a garden room, it's half the footprint of the house again. And I think it's a little in your face. I mean, it's attractive, I'm not saying that, but it's just looking at the physical scale and from what I've got in front of me on the back. This is what they're proposing as a garden room with the roof on it. It's about a third of the size of the house. And I don't think it quite looks in keeping with what's there for a listed building. But that's only my opinion.
So no, I agree.
Anyone else who knows the building, could please let's have some input.
I agree with you, Dave.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. They're beautiful little kind of fisherman cottages, and it'd be quite nice to keep them that way, wouldn't it?
So again,
if we're not careful, being with it in the conservation area, I think if we're not careful, we could be losing something rather than gaining something. That was all.
So, again, are you thinking objecting on overdevelopment grounds again?
I propose, yes. I think it's a bit imposing, yeah. Brian.
Yeah.
And I think particularly as it's in the conservation area.
Okay.
Mm.
In the conservation area. So Dave's proposed that. Did someone second that?
I don't mind seconding.
Thank you, Councillor.
Can we just hold on a minute here? This we dealt with last month.
No, it's a different... Garage. It's a different... It's an additional something, Roy.
Yeah.
They had two things last month and now they're asking for a third.
Right.
This is what I think is overdevelopment.
Which is why I'm...
Well, last month, but there was a lot on it, yes.
Yeah.
All I can think of last month, Roy, which, as I say, please excuse me, because last month I was honest with you. I don't remember this application in this form, Roy, and this is just hitting me in the face. And
it's a different
form. It wasn't in this form.
No, it wasn't,
additional one.
It needed
I'll probably find that east... That west elevation and something else what's been going on there. But for the type of cottage what it is, it just looks to me like they're trying to extend out of all proportion to what's there. And with it being in the conservation area and being listed, I just feel it's overly large.
I agree.
Yeah.
Any more comments?
So we've got... Oh, yes, sorry.
Right, can we go with that? I'll propose.
And then Busy seconded it, and now the vote. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That looks unanimous.
Right, the other one was just, again, it was Sandlands Cottage. That was nothing. That was just a rubber stamping exercise.
This is the listed part of it, yeah. So I'm assuming you go the same way again.
Yeah. So the next one, Bain Cottage, Seagrove Manor Road. Proposed single story alterations and additions to garage. Proposed garden outbuilding to form office. This one, it's a... I've no problems with this at all. For the style of property it is, I think everything is within keeping.
Well, I've got some concern there, Dave.
Right, go on.
The proposal here for the extension and office, well, is there going to be people working in this office? Because this office is a long way away from the extension that's being proposed. And when you look at the plans, this office is very nice. It's got a shower in it,
and a WC in it.
Toilet, and the side of it is fully open. Aspects could make a nice sitting room.
I'm going to query that right at the next part of my. I think what they've done on the house, I think what they're showing on the house itself is fine. But I did have, I was going to have a query on the office, which you've actually just voiced. You've voiced everything. I noticed in there a shower and a WC, and it's quite away from the house.
Plus the fact it's right near the actual pathway up there, so it would be accessible from another way of getting into it if it was required. We're talking about working from home a lot, and offices sometimes could be put to good use in a house or in the extension. But this office is quite a way away.
If in this instance you were of the mind that you were supportive of the extension but you objected to the outbuilding, you could actually have a motion like that. You say we support the extension to the building but we object to the production of the office. And if it turns out that the planning department in discussions with the applicant, that office wasn't going to get dropped, your response would default into being an overall objection. So it wouldn't just be the supporting part would count, and then I take that part on board. But because you had objected to part of it, it's almost like a safety net that actually it would get objected to overall if they weren't willing to change what they're doing with the office, if that helps.
That's good. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'd like to suggest we go along those lines.
Yeah,
before we run to agreement.
So yeah. Propose to accept the extension but object to the office building. Yeah.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Because it is too much like a nice
lettable property.
Well, you could say that. Who could comment?
It could be accessed either way as well. So.
Yeah. Well, it becomes another.
Otherwise, everybody would be putting. Everybody would be putting offices at the bottom of the garden, otherwise.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with an office, is there? It's just very interesting when it's got all the amenities you associate with a house.
Not many offices I've ever been to have got a shower in them.
Anyway.
It depends on what the company was, Becky.
So, Dave's proposed that. Who was seconding that, sorry?
Yeah, I will.
Roy, thank you. Roy, second. And the vote, sorry?
Yeah.
Unanimous, thank you. Thank you.
Right, the next one, number 3, Cherry Tree Road, Nettlefont. And this is a proposed single-story extension. Now, I'm lacking a bit of information on this one. All I've got in front of me is... When I tried to access the other part of the website, I couldn't get in there. And I tried on 2 different days. So I don't have a lot in front of me on this one. But what I can see... I've no real problem with. From what I can see, it just looks like it's a little infilling piece on literally, I'd say, about maybe an eighth of the house on the corner there.
Yeah.
I think it looks in keeping, showing a kitchen, diner, sitting room. And it's, to me, it looks fine.
It's not too big. I agree with you,
Dave. It's not overly big. And I just think, well, what's going on around here? I think that's in keeping. Not
I'll second that for you.
Yeah, it looks alright. Yeah.
And have you having a vote? Oh, yeah, a vote.
We'll go with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Supported. Yeah, thank you.
Right, the next one. Tuckball Hill, 10 North of Woodland Post and adjacent to Cedar Lodge. Right, with this one, I'd like to defer this from that, and I'd like to propose we have an extraordinary meeting early next week, if possible, because these comments don't go in, have to be in until the 4th of December.
Yeah.
We need a little more time to look at this.
Yeah, Dave, as chairman, you can make that call, and that's all sorted. I'll get a meeting for next week to discuss it. Okay, no problem. Yeah, we'll have a meeting just for that next week.
And we can get back to Margaret Montgomery, who sent those emails tonight, yeah, to let everyone know what's going on.
There's, no problem.
End of call. You're out there. There's too much building going on. Let's get something built. Let's, instead of keep going on to green sites, we've got plenty of sites now. Let's not take any more on that we know we're not going to be able to put people in. You know, that's a, it's just too much building planning going in and things are not getting done.
Well, Roy, that's an item coming up on the agenda later on, so.
Okay.
I'll bring that up later. That's on something else I want to address. Right, we move on. Margaret Cottage, Nettlestone.
Yeah.
Now this one, proposed that's single story rear extension. So again, this one.
It's no just cottage. A small cottage. Just a small cottage looking for more accommodation, isn't it?
It's yeah. Don't look. It's a. Do you know it quite well, Roy?
No.
I've known the name. I've seen it because the name obviously it's me. Although I can't place it 100%. But it's, with what's going on here anyway, I've had quite a thorough look at the plans here. There doesn't seem to be anything out of keeping there or anything, and I think we should go with it. It just looks, you know, it is what it is. It's a small extension, it's all in keeping, and I think it's an enhancement to the property.
And where any objections?
No, at all.
Right. Okay.
So we go with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a second, sorry?
Yeah, a second.
Thank you. And the vote, thank you. That's great support. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right, the next one.
I'd like to declare an interest.
Thank you, Sally.
Right, the office, Madeira Road, Seaview. Now this one, it's claiming to be a builder's yard.
Is a builder's yard.
Yeah, probably is. It looks like there's loads of stuff out there and going on. Unlike the Kidwell field, it looks like there's loads of stuff out there. And it looks like it is what I say it is. It's, again, I've had quite a detailed look at this one. And from my point of view, I can't see, there's no comments on it. It's, so I'm assuming no one's got any objections. As long as they're
I have.
I think it will be a huge improvement from the ghastly mess that's there now.
It's, in my opinion, I think we should go with it.
I have an objection which I'd like to voice. This is currently the builder's yard for Hermans and Luck. This is a place for employment in the village. We need to protect and encourage employment, A, on the Isle of Wight and particularly in our parish. I would be very loath to see it as a loss of employment space. Okay, it's tatty, it's scruffy, it's, you know, a dumping ground. But it could be tidied up, it could be an office, it could be a dance studio, it could be all sorts of different things. And I think that we should not allow it to be converted into residential. The access is tiny, it's very narrow down there. There will be nothing into, towards West Street. That's my opinion.
Is it used at the moment as an active builder's yard then?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, I have to agree with you then.
But they don't actually do any, as far as I know, they don't actually sort of meet any, because they have such small access. So it's, I don't think they use it as an office. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's where the employment comes from, that actual space, I wouldn't have said.
I agree. And they're not, obviously, there's no vehicular access down here, so they can't be taking, you know, the stuff that's getting down here is being dumped down there by hand in some shape or form and discarded down there. And I think we need to look at it with a view to tidying it up. I think, as Becky says, I can't see that there's actually much employment going on there now. And the fact
it's got established use.
You know.
Yeah, well, the people
in our parish plan about supporting employment.
Sally, let's not talk about our parish plan because that's really non-existent.
That's not true.
It's not.
What, yeah. We spent hours doing that. I object to that comment.
Well, Sally, and I object to something because I remember last year, specifically the first year I was a councillor on here, I remember asking you to be invited to a meeting where we was going to look at what was going on in the parish plan. And you very deliberately excluded myself and Councillor Gibbs.
Oh, I didn't.
You did. You sent an email to a defunct email address. You never come through the parish site. And you was...
Can we stop this?
Yeah, councillors, this is not the format for this.
No, you're all right.
Greg wants to say something.
Yeah.
I think you should look at the plan and history of this. It's been regularly turned down for whatever reason. I think you can find the reasons. But I think you're on dangerous ground where you say, well, it's untidy, it's messy, so we've got to let them have plan and permission. I don't think that you should even consider that. Because something's untidy and they haven't looked after it properly, they should automatically get residential in there. Because that's the oldest trick in the book. Thank you.
No, I respect that, Rich. Because of what's going on.
Could I come in? Could I come in as a member of the public?
Yeah, go on, Joe.
Certainly, there have been, in my time of attending parish councils, various attempts to turn this in the past to residential. And it's always been thrown out by the decided against by the parish council and indeed the Isle of Wight Council.
Can I just reiterate that what Rach was saying, most of the reason is because of the very poor access to the site. And the parking, obviously, now. But
parking is more concerned, I suppose.
But going back to your comment about the parish plan, David, I'd have to express my offence at that. And there's another member
Kevin, here. Look, let's not talk about that, because there's other issues with that.
No, but what I'm saying is, right, as a parish council, it currently is your adopted parish plan. And I'll say no more because that's the fact.
Well, we've been trying to work on that, Kevin, and it's on.
I know you are, but that isn't the point.
I've been on the same road, and with the greatest respect, we all know what's gone on. We move on from this. It's not the time and it's not the place. We move on to it and we get it under a different agenda item. We talk about it properly. But I'm not sitting here having Sally at the start of the meeting because I took offence to Sally saying that all we do is object to planning decisions. And the first thing she said before we even come on for the meeting was, why can't we find something we agree on? Then Roy's come up with something 5 minutes later, which I will say I'm fully in agreement with. We have all these planning applications coming snowballing through, and if we're not careful, we're just going to be concreted over because our Isle of Wight Council don't give a damn. And we're not just a one-trick pony here. We started on the Gibwell field, but we're concerned for the whole of our community. And I don't want to be coalesced with Ryde. I don't want to be coalesced with St. Helens. And the way we're going, I just feel there's a complete disengagement between the Isle of Wight Council and the parish councils. And us amongst ourselves, Kevin, it's no good us fighting amongst ourselves. We need to try and be united. And we're only strong if we're united. And anyway, I've digressed.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Back on track. Thank you.
So, right, getting back to this, have we any more comments on this, please? Because I appreciate what Reg has said.
I think what we've got to look at is, I mean, what Kevin has said. I mean, yes, we've got to look at the benefit of employment, but also the village itself. But if it's been turned down for three times, and exactly what Reg Barry has said, is we've got to go on sensible decisions of why, i.e. if it's unsuitable for parking or access to it, and then guide with a proposal of that format, and then let the Isle of Wight Council make the decision accordingly.
So what would you propose, Mike?
Refusal on grounds of, you know, access and past confirmation of unsuitability.
Right. Well, I'll propose we go with that.
Do you want to let
can I only speak? I feel prejudiced against Joe spoke. I want to speak. I'm another member of the public here. And the human condition, right, is called horror vacuum.
Hold on, sorry, Philip.
I can't hear anything. What's the banging? But I couldn't hear any of that.
No, it's not us, no.
Sorry to interrupt in such a dramatic manner, but Joe came in, member of public, had a go. I want to go, right? And as a member of the public, I will tell you that human condition is we suffer from something called horror vacuum, which is fear of open spaces. Just because it's open, we don't have to fill it. And who knows what goes on in terms of wildlife or whatever. So, I mean, I personally would go against it. But that is another member of the public. I support Joe. And I support anybody who would go against just inching towards more development, which is what you will be doing. You can say, okay, tidy it up, Next thing, you're going to have another holiday home on there, and you'll have councillors in 10 years' time saying, why the hell did they do it?
Just to bring together the application that you had a few moments ago, where you were talking about the office being built in the middle of the back garden. Well, this development is the equivalent of that, in that sense, because it is infilling with a larger residential space into a space that's not designed for it.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
So we had a proposal that's being started to object on the grounds of access and unsuitability. I think it was parking, was it, someone said as well? Traffic, yeah, parking.
Yeah, there's no parking.
So that was a proposal, I think, that Councillor Ward had started.
I think there was also a thing saying, and loss of employment within the village.
Yes.
Loss of employment, thank you, yeah. So I've got those. Is somebody going to second that?
I will.
Sally, thank you. And are you having a vote?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Right, all done?
Yeah.
Right, the last one.
I have to declare an interest in this one.
Thank you, Sally.
So do I.
And Becky, thank you.
So do I.
I'm Roy, thank you.
Defer this one, have we?
Yeah.
Right, this one, Seaview Yacht Club. External alterations to the south elevation to increase internal storage space and repositioning of pedestrian access. It's within the conservation area. People know the building.
It's not the yacht club, it's the boathouse on the corner of Rope Walk. It's not the actual yacht club.
Gotcha.
So it's not the actual yacht club, it's the building on when you drive along Blewett Avenue, it's right in front of you on the corner of Rope Walk.
So
we're
going
from Junctions to Warrens.
No. Pardon me?
Oh.
No, it's what they call it, a boathouse. It's just the storage house opposite the yacht club, and they want to be able to get into and out of it without it's a bins problem, really.
Is it on that corner?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the building.
Yeah, with the double, with the like the double doors, like a.
It's got
storage
like a
room
that sticks out into the road, brown piece of wood. It's quite a nice little building.
Well, has anyone got any comments on that? Reg, you any comments on that? Any input?
I've got a comment if no one else has. just that we should be aware of egress into the street, because it's really busy around there, all blind corner. And if you look at the plans, there is an access onto the esplanade where it gets very narrow, and there's a bollard in the road. So depending on whether that's going to be actively used, but otherwise, as Becky said, my understanding is it's to put a proper staircase in so they can access the first floor better. So at the moment, the staircase is a sort of hand over foot type thing, quite small. I don't think it would meet building regs.
It's on the rope walk side, isn't it, the door?
Yes.
Which?
There's three doors, really.
And there's one there already, so.
Therefore, that means it's going to be safer, because as you say, that it does narrow at that point, which is very dangerous, especially in the summer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Island Roads have passed up any comments on it or flagged anything up. However, but in my opinion, is it any more dangerous than coming out of Warrens? Possibly, because it's on the corner. But from a point of view, aesthetically, I've no problem with it. Anyone else got any problems with it? Yeah. Apart from what we've raised?
It looks like you're going to vote.
I'm just going to say, it used to belong to the Borough Council before the Yacht Club bought it. They used to store all their old road sweeping gear and stuff. It has been like that for years and years and years. There's never been any accidents of people coming out straight out them big double doors. I don't see a problem with it personally, but it's not up to me, is it?
So there's always been some sort of access in and out onto the road bridge.
Yeah.
Because I looked for any comments from Island Road and I didn't see anything. So on that basis, I'd like to put it to the vote. I propose we go with it, because it's giving additional boat storage and bits and pieces what they want to do down here. There's loads of boats down here. I think it's in keeping.
Dave proposed it.
Happy to second it.
Becky second. And the vote. Is everyone... Roy, have you voted?
I can't vote because I have an interest in it.
Oh, you can. You can.
It's not financial interest.
No, you don't have a pecuniary interest, Roy, so you can if you like.
Right, well, I would like to keep it, because it's a very ancient place to have a have a meal once a year for some of the members.
Okay, so you're supporting that one. Thanks very much, everyone. So, Dave, you're on to your appeals bit now.
Right. Appeals, one appeal. This is Puckport House, Puckport Hill. I'm assuming we've all seen the email. Apparently, this is an enforcement notice. Nothing to do with us to comment on at this stage, because it's the Isle of Wight Council trying to enforce the regulations. The people are appealing against the Isle of Wight Council again, which is their right. So basically, it's some overhyped walls in that, but nothing for us to comment on. So that's it. That concludes the planning.
Thank you, Dave.
Right, next appeal. Right, wall councillor.
It's mainly points of information, really, about what's been going on. I'd just like to say something about Eddington Road. I see you've got it on your agenda for later. Texas Housing have now gone in with a developer and are going to make a bid to develop the land along the lines which we approved and did all the work on. So hopefully, unless they're unsuccessful, that should go through for Vectors Housing. The other one's Cody Bottom. The part of this Westacre farm estate thing that's going on that everybody's objecting for, a part of it includes a footpath for some reason, and I can't fathom the reason, on Bullen Road through the back of Bullen Village and come out on the at Tesco's by the go-kart track. that Cothi Bottle is ancient woodland, and it's in our parish, and I can't see any reason why they would want to take a footpath through there. There's never been anything of any description through that ancient woodland. And as I'm asking it to go, that part of it, to go to the committee, it'll go to the committee anyway. But I'm going to go along and speak against it, and the parish council will have the right to go along and speak against it. I don't know whether you agree with me, but I don't think it should happen.
No, I agree with you, Rich.
I agree with you.
It is strongly against the planning recommendation is strongly for in favour of approval of the whole thing, which I hope it ain't, because I'm against that as well. But I shall ask the committee to make a split decision, leaving Cody Bottom out of it. And I hope you would support that split decision. That part of it hasn't come before the parish council, has it?
No.
It should have done, really, because it's in our parish. It's an application. Part or whole of the application, you as a parish
knowledge. I don't remember seeing anything.
Should have got the right to make comments on it. So I think we should follow that up as well.
Maybe we could add it to the exceptional meeting.
Perhaps, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Because it's another, isn't it? The cynic in me says that it's just a way to access those fields behind and stick some more houses in.
There's no reason. There's a perfectly good pavement for people coming from West Acre Farm to walk around to Tesco's or anywhere else. So there's no, I can't see a reasonable reason to do it. Sorry?
Are you saying that's actually, there's a specific application just in its own right?
It's included in it. But as it's our ward, we should have a say in it, make comments on that part of it. General comments on the whole thing as the adjoining parish council. But that part that goes through is on land that's in our parish, we should have a right to make a comment on it. And to go along to the council, well, in this case it would be a team's one, the same as your own, to speak and say your reasons why you're against it, which I hopefully you will be. They're sort of sliding it in and disregarding the parish council and the local member, myself. I don't think that's right. I think we should have a say in it, because that is ancient woodland. That's a really old, it's full of squirrels and wildlife and everything in there. And I think it's worth protecting, and we should protect it.
Reg, I agree with you 100%. Yeah. Is there, if we put that, on the agenda with the extraordinary meeting, because that needs discussing, and it gives us a bit of time to look into it a bit. Yeah. Is there anything we could do in the meantime with this meeting? Would a letter from the parish help anything with the Isle of Wight Council?
I think you should ask the planner, ask Sarah Wilkinson, why it is the parish council has been excluded from commenting on as it's part of the parish. When it came up about penny feathers, I was on the planning committee at the time, and I wasn't allowed to speak because part of penny feathers application, the pavement on the opposite side of the road, which was going to be altered for the roundabout, precluded me from speaking, which was wrong. Well, it's right in that there are rules, but the same rules apply now. We can't have it always. That's on our land, it's in our parish, so we should have the right to comment on it.
But I'll write to Sarah Wilkinson and ask her why we haven't had the chance.
Right. Thank you.
The other thing, Bank House. You all know where Bank House is?
Yeah, in the High Street.
Yeah, High Street.
Next to the pub. I'm surprised that I've only had one person complain about this. It was given to me by Barry just before he had his, terrible news he had. So I've been looking into it. It's a Grade 2 listed building in the conservation area. They've ripped up all the garden, all the shrubs, concreted it all over, and knocked down the wall in the front. That's part of the Grade 2 listed building. And nobody seems to care about it.
Are they making parking?
Parking? It's nothing to do with parking, is it? It's, you wouldn't pull down the walls around Buckingham Palace to stick a car in there.
No, I absolutely agree with you, Reg, but it looks like they're making parking.
Well, they've got no right to make parking. That's a grade two. The garden is part of the grade two listing.
Sorry, Reg, I think we're all 100% in agreement with you.
The enforcement people on it, and there's an enforcement notice out on it.
Okay.
If the parish council takes a look at it, I think you should react strongly as well and support that.
Yes, so I agree, Rich.
An enforcement notice has been raised already, you're saying?
Yes, that's already, I'll copy it to you.
Yeah.
Did you not have a copy of that, Brian, the enforcement notice?
No, I've not seen anything. No.
Right, I beg your pardon, I should have forwarded that on to you.
Because Barry passed it on to me and then Dave took over from what Barry was doing. I've been forwarding the notices to Dave, so Dave's okay.
Thanks, Dave. Okay, you can...
Reg, I apologise for that.
It's no problem, I can understand.
I'm apologising to Brian, because Brian, I should have forwarded that on to you. I just assumed that you had a copy.
No.
Should we not communicate with Lee Burns?
Yeah, Lee Burns is involved in it.
Okay.
Right. The last one is Vic Storrs. Now, you'll all be aware of all the rumours and things that's going around. And because of what I've seen on Facebook and all the rest of it, I've made some inquiries. There is no planning application in at the moment for the roadside inn. And there hasn't been for some time. The last one, the permission was granted on appeal from retail in 2017. There's been no other applications or pre-application meetings with QuestMap to this day. I phoned the co-op and spoke to the chap Finley. And he tells me that there is interest between QuestMap and the co-op. But that's as far as it goes. Right? Now, they're cutting the trees down. And that's caused a lot of rumours and all the rest of it. But the facts are just as I've told you. Now, we all know that there is an interest with co-op. And people will want to put petitions around to get on to the Isleworth Council. My belief is we should get on to the co-op. Email in, parish council, and write to them, do we really want to see a co-op store up there and Vicks go to the wall? It doesn't make sense. Why would the co-op want to do that?
Reg, are we going to have a choice after what QuestMap come in with?
The parish council have always supported the pub or community facility there. You've made it a community asset. And surely as a parish council, you're not going to sit back and do nothing and let the co-op move in there and destroy Charles Braden.
I don't want them to move in there, Rich.
What I'm saying is the people who said to me about this, how terrible it would be, I think the parish council should write to the co-op. I don't want to tell you what to do, but if you sit...
Dave, Kevin's trying to come in. He might have some insight here.
Yeah, go on, Kevin.
Wait a minute. Look, do you want me... I'm doing my report.
Yeah, go on. Sorry, Rich.
If you don't want me to come along and report to you, if I want to go down and talk to Kevin, I will. I'm giving you what I would call my report. But what you do afterwards, you just pull it to pieces, do what you like. But I'm telling you, in my opinion, the parish council, as the people who put in for the community asset, if you know that the parish, that the co-op are in consultation with QuestMap, you should have a say in it and do something now before it's too late. And I'm not saying no more. It's up to you.
Well, can we do that, Brian?
I'll write to the co-op if you like, and say...
Well, there's nothing to lose, is there?
No.
Can I let Kevin come in now?
Can you let me in first before you do that?
Yeah.
Those of you, I don't know, Reg, were you at the QuestMap pre-consultation meeting?
No. What?
The parish council one. Were you there,
Reg? No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
It was in June.
Right, okay. Well, I think...
This is the parish council meeting. If you want to question me about where I was and where I wasn't, it shouldn't be you. The parish council is not the venue to do it.
No.
I could mention the meeting tomorrow. You're supposed to be at the QuestMap.
Sorry, Reg, I was just...
I can't hear anything.
Someone's talking.
Can we have one at a time, please?
Right.
One day.
Okay. No, I was only asking, Reg, because we obviously did have the meeting with QuestMap arranged by the parish council when the outline was given to us in terms of what they wanted to do there with the convenience store and extend it out the back. And I took an action to actually carry out something, which I did, and I have, and that is in process. So I was just going to say to the council that as nothing is official as yet, so for the parish to comment at this stage, I would ask, but if you just hold off for a couple of weeks, there may be information to which you can obviously decide on whether you want to comment or not. But I did take up that action on behalf of that meeting, and it was successful, and there is a communication process going on. And I strongly believe that at this stage, as it's not official, I mean, for example, do you know which co-op it is? There's three different co-ops operating on the Isle of Wight. It's not one entity, the co-op. So I would just advise at this stage, if you're happy to just hold back at the moment until something official comes out.
Yes. That sounds more than reasonable to me.
It doesn't sound reasonable to me. I wasn't at that meeting. Why would QuestMap call a meeting with certain people and then people who aren't parish councillors?
No, it's the parish council meeting.
Yes, but what right have you got to do actions on behalf of the parish council?
I just want to clarify, it was a public meeting that QuestMap asked for. It wasn't, we just hosted it because we've got a Zoom thing. It was a public consultation. It wasn't a parish council meeting at all. We just hosted it because we've got Zoom.
How many people were involved?
Quite a lot.
About 30-odd, I think.
Yeah.
QuestMap wanted a private meeting with the parish council, and the parish council refused and made it a public meeting. That's what happened. We didn't want a private meeting. We wanted an open and so the whole of the public, and that's what happened, Reg. It was a public meeting hosted by
July,
the parish
What I don't understand is why would a member of the public take up something on behalf
It was on behalf of
Charles and Vix.
Of the public, really.
So Kevin's acting for Vix.
He was in that instance. He was talking to him, wasn't he? That's what I thought he was.
That was the action.
I haven't got it. It's 3 months ago. I can't remember, but I thought
that was the action. Yeah. I volunteered because of the because of my link with Charles, I offered...
Being respectful to Charles, as I remember the situation.
Right.
I thought you were showing respect to...
Because he wasn't at the meeting,
and
we I said that I would...
That respect, because we felt nobody was sure what was going on and what was going to go on. We all thought QuestMap was very assertive, and as Di says, it wasn't a parish meeting, it was a public meeting, because we brought it in for the public. I think it was me that said I wasn't happy to speak to him in the parish, and we want the public involved because I didn't want to extend them a private meeting because it just throws up to me too many queries and questions. Mm. We gave everyone the opportunity to speak, which I thought was fair, and I think, knowing all the circumstances of what's gone on, Bridge, I think at this present moment in time, I think we should let Kevin do what he's done regarding Charles or whoever. For the sake of 2 weeks and the planning application isn't in, I think if we can hold off 2 weeks and then get the letter in, what have we got to lose at this stage? Does anyone feel we've got anything to lose?
I'll tell you what you've
got. No, I think we should have before.
I think you've got the roadside to lose, and in the long term, you've got Vicks to lose. That's what you've got to lose. There's no good hanging back and open for the good offices of Questbat, who've proved themselves to be just a money-grabbing, carpet-bagging very developers from the mainland who've come over here. They've got residential without planning permission. They smashed that pub up. They told lies and say that they would get retail in there. They got retail. They've got it. Why would they want to go through all these hoops to get what they've already got?
Hold on, Philip.
I've held on for a minute.
Sorry, let
me finish
and I'll let you come in, please.
It's a question of trust. Why would they want to hang about now for a fortnight? Why? This public meeting, it wasn't in the county press. I never knew anything about it. And I'm the local member. Why didn't they do the courtesy to email me and say, Reg has a meeting, would you like to come along? They didn't. Why didn't they put posters all around the village? They didn't. Why is it only a certain few people knew about it? You trust them, I don't.
No, I don't trust them.
No one's saying anything about trusting anybody.
Dave. Right, I can come on now, can I?
Yeah, go on.
Thank you very much. Can I say I completely support Reg in what he's saying. We, just by the skin of our teeth, managed to get this back on as a community asset. We don't know what else is going on. We could lose everything if we're not careful. And I think what Reg has suggested in terms of information gallery, whether there's 1, 2, or 3 co-ops on the island, we should... The co-op...
We're losing you, Philip. We've lost the chance.
Can other people turn themselves to mute? Other people turn themselves to mute. I'll go on.
A lot of interference.
Too much interference, right? Right. The co-op have an ethos. You can't hear me. Right. Co-op have an ethos, okay? They actually work with communities. I've worked with co-op before in terms of community activity, so they should tell us exactly what they're up to. And I think Reg's suggestion that we write to co-ops and find out how they plan on interacting with our community. I think they will, and we have a right to know.
Right, so, could I just come in now?
No, I want to finish, Reg, right? Whatever else is going on in terms of what Kevin's doing, that's what Kevin's doing. As a member of the public, I don't know what he's doing, but I'd like the council to find out what's going on and preserve what's going on in Nettleston in terms of our assets.
Right, can I just step in as a clerk? I'm going to write to all 3 co-ops, any co-ops I can find, millions of co-ops. I promise I'll write to them all. Thank you very much.
Well, we haven't agreed that we want to... Who wants?
I'm just going to write a letter and ask them what's going on. We're not going to make a decision about...
Okay.
Just ask.
Let's have a bit of consensus on this. Can we put it to the vote, please?
Excuse me, can I just say something, please?
No, guys...
Can I just say one thing?
This isn't an agenda item. This isn't something that's up to
discussion. Hold on, Brian. We'll give others the courtesy, please. Yeah. Let me just give Dave a minute, please. Yeah. Go on, Dave.
Oh, hi. I think it's imperative that the co-op knows. The co-op might not even know it's a community asset. And the parish council should say that we regard this as a community asset, and etc., saying that, we want to change it to a pub or it to go back into the community. The co-op might not even know that, mightn't they? Crestmark might not have even told them. So it's quite imperative that surely, as a council, you... back that and get the letter off as soon as possible. Thank you.
A good point, and I felt Questmap were very, very aggressive. At the time of the meeting, I do remember distinctly, forget input from wherever it's come, but I do remember one thing quite distinctly, and what I didn't like with Questmap was they was asked who was interested in coming in there.
He didn't say.
Divulge.
No, he didn't say at all.
And I thought he was quite rude and a bit abrasive. So anyway... He's- Can we now please go back to the councillors? As Brian said, it was an agenda item. I think we've been fair.
No, it's not an agenda item. But what I can do is I can write letters asking for information, if that's what you want. I just write some letters to co-ops asking them what their plans are with regards to that.
Can we just put that to the councillors,
just a question.
Just to extend their courtesy. So could we have a show of hands, please? Who's from writing in a letter? Because I support it.
You and I don't know. I can't put your hand up.
No.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do it, guys. Thanks. I'll do it. Like all the other letters I write, yes, that'll be great. Thank you. Because I'm not, when you've not made a decision about anything, you're just asking a question. You just, that's all. You're not doing anything illegal.
But it's Reggie's report that we're reporting on, Brian.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's not an agenda item.
No, absolutely. Okay.
That's right. I beg your pardon. It wasn't an agenda item.
No.
For the wall council. So, Reggie, are we finished there now?
Thank you, Diane.
Reg, are you all done?
Yes, that's me, all done.
Lovely. Thanks, Reg.
Thank you.
Okay, we move on. Nettlestone and Seaview Community Partnership.
The only thing to report from the Community Partnership relates to Christmas trees in the village. As was mentioned in the last meeting, the lovely Christmas trees that had roots that were around the village have grown too large to be used again. We're going to try and sell those Christmas trees on behalf of the partnership, and the Men in Sheds group have kindly been making pallet Christmas trees to go in their places. There will also, we hope, be some surplus pallet trees that the Men in Sheds would like, will be looking for donations for in order to increase their funds. That's it.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Where are we going to sell these Christmas trees that we've got now?
Pardon me?
Where are we going to sell these Christmas trees that we've got now?
The community shop is happy to do that on behalf of the partnership.
How many have we got?
I don't know.
This is all wrong. We grew these trees basically to use them all the time, every year. This was the idea of it. Are they really grown that big that we can't use them?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Can't use them on street corners, perhaps, but you might be able to use them elsewhere.
Yeah.
Can I come in just for a second? Roy, it was always that these would grow in pots, and it was always that we knew they would grow out of their pots and they would become too big for where we were putting them, and they were always going to be sold on. That was the origins of the plan.
Yeah, that's right.
We stopped buying cut trees. That was the whole point.
Mm. Can I add to that as well and say that the original plan was to let these grow to a size where we could no longer use them, which we've done, Roy. And the original plan was to then buy another lot of smaller trees. But keeping these trees for 3 years relies on, in this particular case, a person, which is Busy's parents, to look after them through the year. And that's quite a task. And I don't feel I want to ask them to do that for another 3 years. I think it's...
No, I agree with you.
So the trees that are with roots, it just seemed logical where Men in Sheds are now here and functioning and wanting to do things in the community to ask them to make some pallet trees. And they are fabulous. They really are good.
Well, they're not Christmas trees. They're pallet trees. I don't think I like them.
They're lovely. I like them. I like them. I'm going to put one up in my front garden.
Good. I'm not.
You can buy one of the real trees then, Roy.
That's easy enough to do.
Yes,
I'm not fussed about the pallet trees personally, and I understand the problem with the real trees, but for somewhere like Nettlestone Green, where I used to have my property in France, what the French used to do, they used to put some lights up on some trees which didn't have any leaves on or anything, and it used to look real good.
We did that last year. They were very good.
Nettlestone Green. Yeah. I just think a few lights. I think if we had a bit of appropriate lighting on there, and I'm not talking tens of thousands and over the top, I think a bit of appropriate lighting, I think it could look very nice without a tree. That's
Lynn, the tree on Nettleston Green is nothing to do with me. It's a parish council matter, so I'll dip out. But there are no pallet trees going on Nettleston Green, David.
No.
They're only going in the village.
I wouldn't take offence if one go on there. It's just not my personal thing. I was just trying to make a statement. If it saved the parish some money by not buying a tree for the green, it wouldn't bother me. I appreciate the problems we've had with the tree we're moving down to Soby Watson's Gardens. It's not good if we're going to put it up on the green and it's going to blow down and cost us money. There's no point in that. We're all trying to move in the same direction. The fact that we've got different opinions, that's what it's all about anyway. That's it.
Right, so is that it for the community partnership?
Yep.
Thank you.
Right, Seagrove Pavilion Trust.
Do you want me to answer that as Barry's not here?
Yeah, go on, just please.
Well, as is probably obvious to everybody, it's closed and hopefully you can reopen on December the 3rd, is it?
Yes.
Assuming that they allow the kind of activities that we have over there, not least busy with her yoga. So we just have fingers crossed that it can start to be used again for the football, the brownies, the guides, and the yoga, which were up there prior to closure.
Anyone's got any questions?
No, I think that's about it.
Well, I spoke to you, Kevin. We did have a discussion about lights on the recreation ground. That's still ongoing with me. I'm still trying to look into that too. Have a better lighting system for the future. I haven't got figures yet, but probably at the next meeting we can discuss it. I think you had a situation where you thought you could help with the lighting, so perhaps you and I can get together and at a distance.
Well, just come up with a proposal, Roy. We've got a board meeting on Thursday, and our next one won't be until February afterwards.
Could I just come in there for a second, please, gents? I believe with this TV recreation ground and the lights, Roy, I understand your need for the lights. It's getting back to the situation with our Mr. Grillo with his fencing net. We've had some correspondence from the Isle of Wight Council now that it's actually their responsibility and not the parish or the football clubs.
That's right.
So do the Isle of Wight Council not have a responsibility to provide some lighting up there for you, for what you're doing up there?
I don't know about that.
Well, it's just a thought. I don't know. I'm just thinking, is it an avenue we could pursue? Because they're charging, at the end of the day, they're charging a rent, and maybe we might be able to get a bit of lighting off the Isle of Wight Council.
Greg would know on that score.
I don't think you've got any chance whatsoever. They've never.
The lights have been up there for 30 years.
And they won't do it.
I think we've got to look at it as a parish. We've got to look at the situation. That area, that football ground, that recreation ground, should be the centre of the parish. If ever we needed a centre, we should have one. That should be it. But it should also be very well lit, so you can see what you're doing. At night time, if there was ever some disaster, we haven't got a hub point where we go to. We don't have a place to say everyone should converge and be there. And if we all said, right, well, let's go to the recreation ground, that should be able to light it up in case we do have an emergency. You never know what happens. We could want, and you've known this has happened, we could want air ambulance to come in, and it did for us very well. It looks after one of our residents landed there. Now, if that happened at a night time, that would be a very good thing to be able to say, right, the old recreation ground is lit up, air ambulance can drop down and be a focal point. It's a good place to get to, it has got a good road to it, so that's why I'm meaning the lighting in this time should be better than anything. It should be a really good situation where we can turn it on and say that's what we need, not just for the football, this is for everybody. You never know what may happen in the future. And we have looked upon these lights when we've had our tug of war and any concerts that were on there at the night time. They are essential because it is a very dark area. The street lights that are there only just light up Sea Manor Grove Farm Road because they are hidden in the trees. So perhaps you and I can get together, Kevin, and sort something out, if that's all right with the council.
Yeah, no problem with it.
As I said, Roy, just come up with a proposal.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Right, finished?
That's me finished. Thank you.
Okay, right, we move on. Ibalk.
No, it's Nettleston Residents next, Dave.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Nettleston Residents Association, please. Trish, Philip?
No, we haven't really got anything.
Not today.
Thank you.
No, Marcus? Nothing. Okay.
Can I just say, David?
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
Can I just say, as Trish said, nothing to report, but obviously the comments for this evening and the roadside have obviously got us concerned, especially as there appears to be information within the community that we're not aware of. We'd appreciate, or rather say, it's good to talk and we listen.
Yep, I'll take that on board. Go on, Roy.
Perhaps what we're hearing in the community is fake news.
Yeah.
I've heard stories that the Quarp are coming in, but I've seen a situation on this island where Quarps are moving and being sold out to other establishments. The Quarp in Ryde have made a brand new store there. They've moved out of Somerset Road and sold that on to... I can't remember the name of the company they sold it on to, and there are Quarps closing down. So really, why would they want to open one up?
Good question. No doubt, if they're going to do it, they'll respond to
it. So it might be fake news. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah.
They'll tell Brian when they answer his letters.
Yes, indeed. Let's see what response we get to Brian's letters, and then we can move forward.
Yeah. David, I walk now.
Right, I walk.
Before you go on, David, I'll send all the stuff I've got to Mark and to Rowan. A lot of it I only got to Dave, but I'll send it on.
Lovely. Reg, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Reg.
Right, iBook. They've had the AGM. Nothing really to report there. Change of officers. We've got a new officer. It's, I can't remember the lady's name now.
Diane Conyers. Yeah. New chairman, Diane Conyers, yeah.
Diane Conyers from Ryde, yeah. She's at the top of the list there, so any help we need there, it's there. That's it, normal thing. Liaising with the community, supporting the community, etc., etc. I believe we've all had the emails. We all know what's going on. Has anyone any questions for iBook?
Yep. Dave, I looked at the AGM. Unfortunately, you were committed, so you weren't able to attend the AGM, because it did say that we weren't represented. Have we not got a deputy, or can we sort of make sure?
No, I don't think we have, Mike. We haven't. So, could we do that now? Could we propose one of us to stand as a deputy in case I'm not available or one of us
isn't available? I don't mind doing that. I did want to get involved in iWalk, but it was on a night I was teaching, but I decided not to do evening classes anymore, so I am available.
Well, I'm happy to propose busy for that. Have we got a second?
Yeah, I'm happy
to
second that. A volunteer
is
far better than someone
called.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lizzie.
Yeah,
lovely. Right, item number 8. This is me again. To consider a vote of no confidence in the Isle of Wight Council. And my concerns are this. This council is continuously granting planning permission in direct opposition to residents and their own island MP, which at the moment is actually preemptive. It's preemptive of the government because the numbers are being reassessed and following the misconceived algorithm, which could result in a lot less houses having to be built on the island. And also the new strategy, which is being released this week, which is potentially to extend the national parks and the outstanding areas of national beauty, the AOMBs, which our own MP is promoting for the Isle of Wight. So my question is with this, we must question the Isle of Wight Council's policy of pushing these applications forward or allowing them. The Isle of Wight Council have not proceeded with a new core strategy and cannot give justification for many of these applications regarding the housing numbers. And that's it. So, can we have some comments, please?
Yeah, I fully support you.
All in favour?
Yeah.
All right, so...
I'd like to abstain. Thank you.
So Dave proposed this. Busy seconded it. This vote no. And who's supporting it? Hands up if you're supporting it. Sorry, guys, I just didn't get the chance to see. I was writing.
Is Reg wanting you to come in or something?
Yeah, I think you should pass a vote of no confidence in the government because that's who's setting all this. It's not the Isle of Wight Council. I think it. And the planning committee, I think they would much rather have less houses than more, and in the right places. But to be honest, everything that, if you turn it down, it goes to appeal. It's got nothing to do with the Isle of Wight Council. They could turn it all, they could turn penny feathers down. They would only go to appeal, and they know they'd lose the appeal, and then the government would fine them, give them costs and all that. Their hands are tied. It's not the council. Not completely, anyway. It's the
government. No, I agree with that, Rich, but from where I've been sitting and from my involvement where I've been here, and it's Sally's remarks, no surprise, by the way, but from where I'm sitting, it just seems that we're being just concreted over, Rich. And I just find it so disconcerting, Rich, that there's this breakdown between the Isle of Wight Council and the parishes. And everyone goes on about, you know, politics at a local level and involvement at a local level. But from where I'm sitting, Reg, and from my brief experience, which is nothing like yours, and probably never will be, it's there just don't seem to be a lot of engagement from our council. And at the end of the day, whatever we say about our council, at the end of the day, Reg, they are there to answer to the people. It's not for the people to answer to them. They're the elected representatives, the paid representatives, and they're meant to be standing by the people that live here and actually pay their wages.
Look at the trouble I got in when I said we're only filling up all these lovely green fields with houses for Cockneys and Northerners.
Even if you say
what everybody's thinking,
yeah.
At the end of the day, it's government policy and we ain't the government.
No, but we're trying, Reg, with the way things are going already, and with the very fact that this new strategy is coming out, I like to think that the local councils throughout the country, for a change, have had some sort of impact. Because for the long time in a while, this is actually now being looked at. Because when it first came out, the white paper with Jenrick, it didn't look like anyone was going to have any say. So there's actually been a bit of a U-turn on this. So... from my point of view, and it's not deeming anyone up there in particular, there's good people up there, there's people up there that we don't feel so good. But at the end of the day, we appreciate they've got to do a job, but it'd be nice, Rich, if they could do a job and now and again acknowledge some of the parishes, because this is going on...
I totally agree with you, Dave, and the rest of the parish council, but will you achieve that by passing a vote of no confidence in the Isle of Wight Council?
I think I can see where David's coming, and I agree with Reg on this, is that what you're going to look at, it's not the Isle of Wight councillors, it's the Isle of Wight planning officers that actually are within the, making the guidelines specific exactly to what Reg is saying with the government legislation. And we go down the wrong route, we then lose it on appeal. And I think... We should write to the Isle of Wight Council in protecting our parish, in that there's too much development on green land, and we haven't got the infrastructure, we haven't got the for education or for medical, etc. And we need to copy in the MP so that he brings it to government to highlight us as a parish at the bottom end of the line are not happy because it's not benefiting our village and it isn't giving what we need within the village. and it's got to be restructured properly so that, you know, there isn't, they just can't allow planning to keep happening on green fields. We've got to restructure to use brown fields, you know, and but it's the officers for the Alloa Council are taking the guidelines of what the government. So by copying in our MP, Bob Seeley, to say that, look, us as a parish are not happy in the structure, we're letting both departments know, and hopefully between them two, we'll eventually get it right.
Well, I think we need to be stronger, Mike, because I just feel there's a total disconnect. I'll agree with one thing there. It could be more targeted at the planning, but I have very major concerns over the way they're still changing greenfields into the brown at a whim, on their own whim, it appears to be. It's if we look back to the Gidwell Field and some of the queries, they was asked under the Freedom of Information to justify their figures of the people they gave us that want to come to Nettlestone.
Not the officers.
Yeah. Trish has been waiting to come in for a while.
Hold on a second. And we had over 500 people, according to the council. When we asked, which I thought was a reasonable question, which I believe Trish asked it, it's they just fobbed us off and we had no response. And we had no response, Mike, because they cannot justify those figures and they've just been plucked out of the air. That's the bottom line, you know. Trish?
Yeah, sorry, I think the point is, Reg, that actually we may, the parish council complained about the algorithm that the government were putting forward for housing numbers, which would have increased us massively, as did a lot of people. Actually, to be fair, whatever your politics, our MP actually fought the challenge within Westminster, and he actually got quite a lot of support. And he was quoted on BBC News website only today, the fact that he actually did that. And because of all that, they are now going to reassess those numbers. They're going to revisit that algorithm. They say, Jenrick is saying that they're going to see, it could very well be that the direct numbers to the north and the Midlands, which is where it was intended to be, and to urban areas. Now, that to me gives a chink that the Isle of Wight numbers might actually be reduced. And as Dave has just said, there's also something coming out later this week where the government is talking about the countryside and actually the thought of actually new national parks. And we all know that, again, the MP has been pushing for the Isle of Wight to be a national park. Now, why would we come out and take all this green field development when in a few months' time it actually might be against policy and it'd be too late to stop it? And I think it's very important that that pressure is put on the Isle of Wight Council, that is a factor and that it should be stopped at the moment. I mean, Dave, I think, mentioned something about the core strategy. I remember we all had a consultation nearly 2 years ago now, I think it was February time, when a load of sites were suggested in Nettlestone, and the parish council was unhappy with most of them. It included things like the Donkey Field, it included Eddington Road, it included the Putpool Hill places, and all these sites, and they went back and they said that they were happy with Harcourt Sands, the Flamingo Park, and some small development at Eddington Road in lines of what was previously agreed. And nothing more has been done about it. And yet all those sites are now being trumpeted as, oh, well, they were in the consultation draw core strategy. So the Isle of Wight Council is letting us down badly by actually not dealing with this.
May I just say as well that if you don't complain now, later on, you won't have the ability to use the Ombudsman to complain. I know this is coming on later, but it's all part and parcel of it. You won't have the ability to complain about the other things they're doing with the Donkey Field, Westridge and whatever. We would have lost control. So at this point, if you go along with this motion that Dave has produced, you will make sure that you actually secure your ability to complain to the Ombudsman and he will take notice. If you don't do this, it won't happen. So you're losing the opportunity. May I say as well, this isn't the only council in the country that's being asked to do this. Councils up and down the country are now saying they have no faith in their planning committees. And I think you've got to do it as a matter of policy.
I think the important part, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, because it has to come from the clerk, because I know I've communicated with Bob, and I know Dave has communicated with Bob, following on from the two public meetings we had at Masonic Hall. And Bob hasn't emailed or corresponded back. And I think a letter coming from the clerk representing the parish concerns will serve more clout than just us individuals.
Thank you. That's my take, Mike.
Could I just add something on a practical issue? Over the years, what I have seen since I first started coming to parish council meetings is time and time and time again, planning applications which the parish council objected to, they weren't dealt with by councillors. It was made under what are called delegated powers. And I think therein lies the problem. If you ask Reg how many times he's asked for a planning application to go in front of the full planning committee, and he has been refused, and that planning application has been decided by officers, and I think you have to take this into consideration as to what you are actually complaining about. And perhaps you should think about the procedure so that we make it more possible for the parish council and our local councillor, and even sometimes individuals, to say something to the actual planning councillors rather than just that it goes through delegated powers. I don't know what you think about this, Reg, but it happens time and again.
Joe, I think you're 100% right. And if you take, for example, the second Gibwell Field meeting with the Isle of Wight Council, they would not even give us the courtesy to speak. Now, that is wrong. That cost people, which dipped in their own pockets for that solicitor's letter to get it called back, £1,200. Our Isle of Wight Council wouldn't extend us the courtesy to speak. And when you look at, and I'm not... I know the Gibwell Field keeps coming up, but obviously it sticks in my throat, and it does. But it's not the people from within the parish, it's the council's conduct. They lied, and lied again to us. And to me, Joe, it's not acceptable. And we need to try to hold them to account as a parish.
Thank you. Councillor Adams, can I just say we
do that and stick together. That can only be good for all of us.
We seem to have a little bit, which is,
we're diverse.
Through the debate, we've sort of gone on to the next item as well. Make sure that when we are doing stuff, that we resolve the first item 167, then 168.
Can I just come in there, because Joe mentioned me.
Yeah.
Every application I've asked to go to the committee, I've got it to the committee. In fact, I've got that's a bad name because I'm not on the planning committee. I don't ask for much. I had a reputation. They used to get on the bus and say, where are we going apart from Sea View? That was what the planning committee used to say. I've made myself very unpopular because I took everything that was asked of me, I took to the planning committee. And I've even taken them to the planning committee on behalf of the parish council. And then the parish council hadn't turned up to speak on it. So I've got no problem with that, the way that system works. Okay. I haven't tried it lately because I haven't been asked to. But if I'm asked by the parish council to take something to the committee, I will. I'll get it there one way or another.
And Reg, what do you think about the process of so many planning applications being deferred to delegated decisions?
There's a government dictate that 97% of all applications must be done under delegated powers.
That's
why the planning...
And hence the problem.
Sometimes the planning committee, the agendas, one, two, if you have four on there, four, there's a lot tonight, they'll say, go on, it's going to be busy tonight, we won't be on till our past nine, all this sort of talk. Usually it's just one or two. All the big ones go automatically, like the one in Pomwell Hill. Not Pomwell Hill.
Cool.
Putpool. The one in Putpool will go to planning committee without me asking for it because it's got 50 odd houses on it. It's the small ones.
But Reg, could I just say, none of this, Reg, is derogatory to you. This,
I don't think for a moment it is, Dave. I don't think it should be derogatory to the members of the planning committee, although they're all of a different persuasion to me. But they're all qualified for the job.
Because
can I make a proposal?
Go on.
Can I mean, because we are in some sense going around in circles. And,
yeah, we've got to bring this to a head.
And I think it would be, what I would recommend is that with the clerk, let's say myself and yourself, Dave, put a letter together so that we can distribute to the councillors in the way we word the letter carefully with the support of the clerk in proposing the parish's concern in the present planning format, and then go from there.
And I think what I'll do, in view of what Reg has said, and I agree with Reg, what he said about it, I know it's a government dictating it, but maybe we could streamline that down, though, into put, if everyone's in agreement, I'd like to put, in particular, the planning department.
Because is this a motion of no confidence? Sorry, yeah. Dave, is this a motion of no confidence?
Yes.
Motion. Sorry, Dave, could I crackled a bit then. No confidence in
what? Well, I'll streamline it down to, in particular, the planning department.
Confidence in particular,
planning because department. Of our concerns with the disengagement.
You warm enough.
Yeah. Disengagement.
Hello, Dave, can I please say something? The Isle of Wight Council is made up of elected members and officers, paid members. They all work together. If the elected members are not happy with the paid members, they should damn well say so. So I don't think you can make a distinction between the paid officers and the elected members. It is the council, and they are not working effectively. So I think basically your motion is absolutely sound in terms of the fact, oh yes, direct it to the planning department, but if you don't do it, you've lost an opportunity. This is a situation where this parish council has to think out of the box and think global and local at the same time. If you don't do it, again, it's a missed opportunity.
Well, we're just going to lose everything. Okay, thank you for that.
So your proposal is a motion of no confidence in the planning department of the Isle of Wight Council due to their disengagement with parish and town councils.
Yes.
And so, Councillor Adams, you have proposed that. Is anyone seconding it?
Can I just ask a question then, because that's different than was put to stop. This is just the planning department. That yes. We're opposing, not the Isle of Wight Council. Well,
yeah, this is a vote of no confidence in the planning department.
In the planning department, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'll second
you. D second. Then are you having a vote of people supporting that motion? So 5 in favour and abstain. In favour. So 6 in favour and abstain. 6. 6 in favour, 1 abstention. Thank you. So that one.
Right, the next item. Very similar, and there's an overlap here. It's to consider submitting a formal complaint against the Isle of Wight Council. But I think this one, we may have addressed this, but I'll read it out anyway because of my concerns. The concerns were. Actually, everything mentioned in the previous item, but plus Eddington Road. Now, advertising for Eddington Road for 80 houses, where at the moment there is actually no planning permission. While alluding to this fact, they're winging it, and this is a serious case of predetermination. As any purchaser will know, it is the council which will grant the planning. There's been no formal consultation with the parish, other than an informal meeting with Ranieri. When the parish overwhelmingly opposed it. She went away knowing that we was fully opposed to it. And nothing's come before the parish since. And again, this is just, I feel that if we don't voice our opinion on that, we're not going to be able to voice our opinion further down the line. And I appreciate that. I know that Mike's had a bit of input on this, and I trust Mike implicitly. I go back a long way with Mike. I've no question of Mike's loyalty to the parish. But again, would it just carry a bit more weight if we had an official letter from the parish council?
I think what we need to do is, we've got it down for me as agenda item later, and I think in some sense they could be combined. But we have had, since Ranieri came to the parish down at Seaview, we have had correspondence, and they have been via the clerk. We have actually had a meeting with the Isle of Wight Council and the officers in January, and I've had correspondence, and I've actually just today written a letter, email to Chris Ashman under the Information Freedom Act because of the concerns of the way Ranieri and her situation at random, bringing it to the parish council, negotiation with Vectors Housing and Chris Scott, forgotten, and the new joint public project bringing out those 80 houses. Well, she's since gone. We had a meeting with Chris Ashman and Paul Thomas, which was a representative, and Brian, our clerk, was there in January. And we, since then, it's been ministered within our council that we've had letters going from the clerk to the Isle of Wight Council. Now, Reg has brought up today that Vectors are communicating with the council, and exactly what you're saying, David, it has gone to tender, which is of concern. We as a parish do need to make sure that we are in the loop, which they're not properly dealing with, because they, you know, we don't know, as we know, it's gone to an outside estate agent advertising it. So now we don't know what is actually being put to that site. And that's why I've done an informational letter, because the concern is we've had 5 years nearly of this being, this land being negotiated. Now, potentially, Ranieri came, changed it from, let's say, 40 units with part industrial, which in some parts was pleasing people within the area for the parish. Ranieri came along, closed that, 80 units. Now, to be fair, what I've communicated personally to Chris Ashman today is that what is the waste of money by paid officers in these, Ranieri in her reports, Thomas now going from January, and we're now in November with officers, and we're still no nearer. We've potentially could have had up to 40 houses there supporting the needs of the area, income for the employment within the area, but also taking that many people off the temporary housing budget of the Social Services Department. So therefore, how much money has an officer's time been wasted, and we've lost 5 years, and we're still at this present time as a parish not knowing what is going to be put, and we at this present time haven't got an actual input to it. So we need to strongly continue with correspondence to the Director of Regeneration, Chris Ashman, highlighting our concerns that, you know, are they just going to come along and say, right, this is what's gone to tender, this is what you're going to have. And it's not acceptable.
I agree with you 100%. Would it not be possible for Chris Ashman to send the parish councillor some correspondence via a clerk, so we know what's going on with the Vectors situation in it, so everyone can see it? And it's getting back to this with Ranieri, it's, you know, look, to be clear, I'm not against helping anyone, but again, this is something I brought up at Iwell, because when, I remember we had one of the meetings early on, and at the Riverside Centre, and this thing come up, the things constantly come up with these people that are in B&Bs and hotels and temporary accommodation. Now, I accept that everyone needs a hand. They're, you know, some of them, some people say, oh, they're bad apples, we don't want them. I don't accept that they're all bad apples, but I tried to put something forward, which no one was in agreement for. I said, look, hold on a minute. My take was, and I mentioned the Ranieri situation, whereas, like, we was proposed to have 80 pods foisted on us to get these people out of the temporary accommodation. Now, we as a parish don't know what kind of people we're going to get. And I said, wouldn't it be fairer to have these people, if we've got across the island, say there was 200 of these people in Sutton accommodation, break them down so that all the parishes take a percentage according to the size of the parish. And I thought that was a fair way. And I just thought it was a way that it's not for one village like Nettlestone to take 80 of these pods and these people. I thought it was much fairer if we took a percentage. And that was it. And since then, and that's why I quite like the Vexis scheme, because it was creating a bit of employment. And from what I know of it, Mike, it's new to me, this Vexis scheme thing, but what I know of it from when I've been involved, I've got to say, to me, it appears a good scheme. It's going to help genuine people that need houses. It's going to help some people that are down on their uppers, and it's going to create a bit of employment. And personally, I've no objection to that at all. But I just think people need to be kept in the loop, because we get these emails come out where they're just selling it and they're going through private estate agents and different things. And
could it's, we ask the council then to say to us why they're not going to go down that route? This is what we support, you know, 40 units or whatever, some work units. This is what the parish council would support. What is it that you, you know, why aren't you going down that route? Can we not be positive and say what we want instead of what we don't want all the time?
Or Brian, you've got the letter, haven't you, back from Paul Thomas?
Yeah, so just to be clear, the Isle of Wight, the parish council, the whole time I've been involved, have constantly said they're all in favour, as far as I know. I don't want to speak for people, I'm just telling you what I've had to communicate. I've communicated to the Isle of Wight Council several times that they're in favour of this Vectis scheme, and the Isle of Wight, like Dave Stewart, has always replied back, and Chris Thomas, that they would try and support that as much as they can. But actually, what seems to have happened is the officer dealing with it, Paul Thomas, has... what he said is, just telling all the stuff that I've sent out to you guys, just to praise it, is that it's not in his gift to actually just agree to that and make that happen. So he still has to go through these hoops and put it out and let multiple organisations have a look at it and see if they'd like to try and do anything with it. So that's why we've gone back to the beginning. But as far as I know, the parish council has always been consistent with saying they like the look of the effective scheme that was proposed before my time, but I've seen it's 40 houses, business units, that kind of thing. And the Isle of Wight Council always pay, always verbally say, "Or yeah, that sounds like a really nice idea." So that's what's been happening in my time here.
Can I say something, Dave? I don't deny that people have got a lot of faith in the Vector scheme, and that the possibility of the Isle of Wight Council working with Vectors and coming back to a scheme which is satisfactory. But in my view, it doesn't alter the fact that the Isle of Wight Council has gone out for tender for a site, advertising it as up to 80 houses. Now, if I was a developer and I saw that, and I saw the lovely pictures that there are of the lands, I think, wow, the Isle of Wight Council is the planning authority. Therefore, it's obviously going to be, even though there's a rider in it to say that it won't necessarily, that there isn't planning permission on it for the 80 houses, they're going to think, well, they wouldn't be selling it if they weren't prepared to give permission for 80 houses. Therefore, I'll put in a bid for that. And they come along. We in Nettlestone haven't got a cat in hell's chance of stopping that, no matter how many assurances we've got behind the scenes about it. And I thought that Dave's proposal to complain against the advertising of it was top notch, because that's what you need to do at this stage, because otherwise you just won't be able to stop them doing anything.
Right, Trish, could I just bring Reg back in, please?
Yeah. Sorry, Dave, but I'm going to totally disagree with you when you talk about these people. We're not talking about refugees here. We're talking about Isle of Wight people, young people who are trying to get a foot on the ladder and get a decent roof over their heads. That's what we want at Eddington Road, for island people, for people that are born and brought up in this village but can't afford to live in it. That's the university we're looking after. I know this has taken a long time, and we've had some ups and downs to it, but I'm now confident that Vectors Housing will be the ones who's building this up there. and it'll be a decent, proper, and a development that fits in along the lines of the good one they got over Kerry Fields. It's got all young people, working people in there. Now that, some people are driven to where they're living simply because of the circumstances they're in. We as a parish council and an Isle of Wight council should be doing more to help them. This present council's record of affordable housing is abysmal. Something like 3 last year and 5 the year before. And the list of people, island people, young people who want to get married and have a roof over and bring a family up, got nowhere to live. The only people who can afford to live on the Isle of Wight is people who sold up in London and made a lot of money and come down here. We've got to do something for our own. And I think that's what Vectors Housing is going to do. Thank you.
Right.
Can I say...
Sorry, Philip, please.
Yes, I agree with Vectors, but having said that, what is the reality? The reality is the Isle of Wight Council are going to flog this with a potential of 80 houses. Whatever Reg's belief is, this is the fact. And this has been the fact all the way down. We've been having promises of Vectors all the way through. I agree. I'd like Vectors to develop...
We've lost you, Philip.
I would like Vectors to develop that site. But as things stand, that's not a possibility. It is Reg's belief, right? It is Mike's hope. But it is not the reality. The reality is they're going to flog it, right, with the proviso that somebody can build 80 houses. Let's get real. If we don't make the complaint now, we cannot come back and complain through the Ombudsman. Please, can we listen to the reality of the situation? They're selling it, and they want to put 80 houses on it. We want 30. We want workshops. We don't want the 80. We have to complain.
But can't we kind of take what Sally said on board as well and write a letter that kind of lays out what we want and at the same time object to the number of houses that they're proposing? Because, that, you know, Trish and Phil are right in as much as if they're selling it, saying they're going to put 80 on, 80 there will be.
Liz, could I just come in there? I think that's a very good idea. I would like to propose that we put another small item for next week's meeting, and we make it small at the extraordinary meeting. We carry this forward to next week, and let's get a plan of what we would accept on Eddington Road. And
yeah,
we word that to the Isle of Wight Council and make them know in no uncertain terms that we would like engagement, and we're unhappy with their performance at the moment.
That's great. That's really good result. And I think we could do some pre-work in the next few days and circulate some stuff so we can make, you know, quite a solid decision, can't we?
It would be nice to vote on something rather than discuss.
Sorry, Becky, could you repeat that? Someone's talking over you.
I beg your pardon. Sorry, I should have put my hand up. I was just going to say, I think that's right from Sally's point of view. I think what we should be doing is rather than we've had a long discussion about it now, what we need to do before the next meeting is put a letter together for proposal that we can vote on at the next meeting, I think.
So this is very good, but for the purpose of the minutes, this item was actually to write a formal to submit a formal complaint against the Isle of Wight Council, and it's morphed into writing a letter about what we would like. I'm quite happy for, because you're the councillors and you're discussing this, for the extraordinary meeting, which really we've got to be careful about how long this turns into, because it might just turn into parish council meeting part two, is the motion you want to put on there, is that to, you want to bring back to submit a formal complaint, or is it you want an agenda item on there to discuss sending a letter of what you would accept? What is it you'd like to on each
meeting? I would like, after listening to all was said, I would still like to do our first letter. Maybe not word it quite as harshly as I was thinking at the start, but I think I would like to make the Isle of Wight Council aware of our feelings, but I would like to next week get something what we could put forward to them that would be acceptable to us.
Can I just come in, because to help you, what I can do is I will forward a copy of the letter email that I sent to Chris Ashman today to you all, highlighting my concerns, and to just to let you know, and that's been I've requested under the Freedom of Information Act because of the concerns we've got. But I did get a reply, hello Michael, just to confirm receipt of your email, and I've asked our housing needs and housing delivery teams to prepare a response within the 20 working days provided to you under the FOI regulations. But what I'm saying is by you seeing the whole content, you'll see that I'm trying to make sure that the village concerns are properly highlighted so that they do communicate back.
Well, when are they going to communicate back, Mike?
Well, what I'm highlighting is we can, if we leave it a week, I would say you'd be able to clearly make sure a relevant letter goes to highlight the parish's concern.
Well, what I would say is you've got an agenda item here, which is to submit a formal complaint. You can do that today. That's great. You then are saying that you want to write to the Isle of Wight Council, potentially something you might add to the extraordinary meeting next week. Why can't that happen in December? I'm just asking, because it gives you time to really prepare. I don't know.
I'm happy with that, Brian.
Yeah.
Seems more than reasonable. Could I just say, is there any feeling that this land may be sold before the December's meeting?
No.
Could that be an issue?
No. It's taken so long to get to here. It's taken 5 years.
It would be unlikely.
No, but we're letting them know. What I'm saying is, by the letter what Brian is saying, something's gone, and then by then we'll be with a better content. So.
Right, can I propose we go for that then? We defer it till next month.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Defer it till next meeting.
So that's to...
What about the
come
complaint?
Up with a proposal. What about the complaint?
That's what I'm talking about. Both. If we're going to
It's too late. I'm interfering. I know, but Brian said about sending the letter of complaint today and deferring discussion about what you wanted in December instead of next.
That's
week.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's great. So you're going to submit a formal complaint against the.
I am abstaining. I'm not voting.
No worries, Guy. Yeah. So a formal complaint against is this against the planning department as well, or is this against the regeneration department or
regeneration?
Please, can we see it before it's actually sent in our net?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to vote to support it, that sounds very reasonable. So a formal complaint to regeneration.
I feel like our planning department need all the support they can get. It's blimmin' hard job, this.
Regeneration department after consultation with councillors. Okay, so we will have a complaint, but before it goes out, I'll make sure you've all seen it and you're all happy with the wording. That's been proposed by Dave. Sorry, did someone second it? Because I find it hard to keep an eye on it.
I will.
So, Mike second it. Hold a second. Di's abstaining.
Yes, am I? I don't want to say yes before I've seen what we're writing.
No, same here, please.
So three abstentions. And who was supporting it, sorry? 1, 2, 3, 4 support. Thank you. Okay, 4 support, 3 abstentions. Great, thank you very much.
Right, we move on.
Yep.
Sleaview Dinghy Park. Consider and agree the quotes for the Sleaview Dinghy Park fence replacement. Now, I was looking through these quotes, and it raised alarm bells ringing. There's quite a disparity in the quotes between A, B and C, and I'm a bit concerned by, and some of the quotes, there's a lack of detail. In quote B, we have a quote for dispose of 111 metres of chain link fencing and the post. to supply 111 metres of 2.5mm galvanised chain link fence, to supply 68 concrete posts, also with the bracing pieces for the corners, the odds and sods, the sand and cement, the water, etc. And that was the middle of the quotes, which come out at 9,857.84, so just under 10 grand. We had a cheaper quote, which is under £3,000 cheaper, which this one set the alarm bells ringing. That was quote A, and that was for 6,750. But just in the current climate, I'm concerned that after looking at the specs, I'd like to propose, if we could, that we put this back till next month, till we just get a proper spec out, because I'm concerned there's nothing on there of what they're actually going to provide. And if they're actually going to provide the same fence as quote B and quote C, I've no problem with it. But I'd like to just check and confirm that we're going to get 68 concrete posts and we're going to get all the bracing bits and pieces.
So, Councillor Adams, what you're proposing is...
What the gates are supporting. Yeah.
What you're proposing is very much like we did with the toilet, where you'll use your expertise to engage with the contractors and check what specification they're working to.
Well, it's just originally, I hope I don't come across as trying to show favouritism here. It was the same contractor I spoke to initially with regards to WCs, which I think we all seem pleased with. I was just concerned that being in the building, normally when you get in two sort of similar companies, small companies like these, I believe Reynolds and Reeds may be a little bit of a larger company, why their price is a little bit dearer, which is their overheads, obviously. But it was just concerning that I feel, if it's that much cheaper, are we going to have some corners cut? And I'd just like to verify that we're not. That was all.
A good idea. And I think maybe we could say we could go with A, providing you're happy that they're... meeting the brief. Because that is the best value for us, isn't it?
Not at this stage. I'd like to get them a written spec out so they sign a proper written spec for what we're going to do.
Sure, yeah.
Rather than just saying, if you
meet the brief. Well, what I would say is this isn't particularly urgent, like in terms of we want to have it done by the spring. It's just if we go with any of the quotes other than A, which it's up to you guys, we'll have to wait a little bit anyway to get more budget. We'll have to build in a bit more into the budget because prices and everything have gone up because of COVID and the fact that we're using concrete posts. It's a lot more than we anticipated a year and a bit ago when we were putting the budget together for this. So, but also it's not like something has got to happen immediately. There is a bit of time still, and then it might turn out we've even got a bit more time while we wait to get the budget approved and signed off so that we know we actually will have the money in the new year to do it. So...
Okay.
Could I just propose that we get a proper spec out to these people so they're actually all quoting off the same thing? Because two of them, just with the greatest respect, they seem a bit vague. And with quote B, I can see exactly what we're going to get as a parish. And I think we have to be aware that cheapest isn't always best. And it's quite exposed down there to the elements. And I think if we're not careful, we're going to put in something in place that may be compromised sooner than it should be. So, which at the end of the day may not be value for money. Could we bring
that? I'll second that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we all voted on that.
We are saying that we will provide the spec for them to quote on rather than them.
I think we should, Becky. I'd like to.
That seems very sensible.
Just point out the corner post. What I do know about that chain link fencing, it has to be stretched and compressed because that puts it under tension. It has to be put under tension. And it's quite important that we don't just have like a singular concrete post particularly in the corners and by the fences, where they're going to get stress points because they can fold in. Yeah. So they need bracing post on them. And I just think with what we've got down there, after the experience with the wooden post, I think we need to just take a proper balanced decision on what we're going to get down there. Yeah, and I think it's only fair to give all the contractors some sort of, look, this is what we like. And I'll go down there with Brian one day. Yes. Look at what we've got. I'll check the specs online. I can check all that online for the spacings and the bits and pieces. It's partly my fault, this, because last month I was away. I didn't have a chance to get down there, and I was trying to get down there with Brian last month. But because I was so busy and on the mainland, I just didn't have a chance to get down there.
Thank you for using your expertise to get us what we need, and I'm very happy for that.
Thank you.
So you're proposed to get a spec agreed between me and Councillor Adams and reissue it. Because I think what's happened here is I met each of these companies down there, and each time you said, we just want a replacement for this, and we want to use concrete posts, because that's about as much as my understanding is. Yeah. And like Councillor Adams has said, actually what seems to be happening is people are coming back with their own approach to how they'll do it. And so we're not actually comparing apples with apples now, because someone's proposing actually probably a superior... well, we hope they'll all be superior to what we've got at the moment. But
shiny apple. Needs
a better, yeah, exactly. A lovely shiny apple rather than one with maggots.
It'll be superior to what's there. But we've got to look at the long picture, haven't we?
Yes.
And in fairness to all of them, they should be quoting like for like. So if we
absolutely.
Could pull up something a little, you know.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Cool. Thank you.
Did we vote on that?
No, you have been proposed. I think someone has seconded it. Mike has seconded it, and how, and vote. That looks unanimous, thank you. And I'll work with that. Dave, we can work together, and we can. It's really A and C we need to be fair to, isn't it? And make sure that they're playing from the same hymn sheet, singing from the same hymn sheet. That's good, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right, the next one, over to you, Mike. I believe we've had a bit of a crossover on this one, but I'll pass that back to you, Mike. Eddington Road.
Well, we can.
I think we might have covered that off.
Yeah, pretty much covered that. You've nothing to add.
No. We wanted to make sure that it was on the agenda, but thankfully on the earlier one, it was closed. So.
Yeah.
All right, we move on. Sleaview Recreation Grant. To discuss the members' understanding of who the managing agent is for the Recreation Grant. I'll pass this back to our clerk.
Yeah, this is... I put this on a week ago when I'd received an email. I was copied onto an email that had been sent to a resident who backed onto Recreation Ground, in which Lee Matthews from Ollerwhite Council implied that the parish council actually managed and was responsible for the Recreation Ground, he used the term we were the managing agents, which, to be fair, I did write back and challenge him on it straight away, but I thought I'd better bring it to all your attention to let you all know. But then within a day... he'd actually copied me onto another email, and I know he'd been talking to Councillor Barry, I think, by then, and actually he clarified it and said, actually, it was his mistake, we're not responsible for it. So this is actually not really needed, this item now. I put it on there thinking, oh, this has got everyone confused. He acknowledged that it was the Isle of Wight Council's responsibility and not the parish council's, and that he got that wrong. So it's a bit, that just to explain, that's why it was on there, and it's now not a non-event, really. Thank you.
Right, we move on. December's Parish Council meeting. Again, I'd like to pass back to Brian, please.
Yeah, so just saying, traditionally, what's happened in the Parish Council is when the Parish Council meeting is in the same week as Christmas itself, traditionally, the councillors have moved the meeting to the week before, so it doesn't clash with any plans that people have got. And also, if you've got any work you might need to get done out of it, it's more likely you're going to have a chance of getting something done a couple of weeks before Christmas than Christmas week if there's anything you need to get done from it. So it's just, I've looked through the records, and each time this comes up, it's only once every few years, this tends to become a gender item where you guys decide whether you'd like to bring it forward by 1 week. In this case, it may take it from being on the 21st to the 14th. So that's the reason it's on there.
So could I propose, is everyone happy to move that forward a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, seconded. Who seconded that? Sorry, Sally seconded it. Thank you, and you've all voted for it. Brilliant, unanimous. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right, next item, Finance Working Group.
Yep. So
back to you, Brian.
Thank you. So just to know what will happen in December, happens every year, is the chairman, vice chairman, and it'll be Councillor Ward and Councillor Tucson, as there are elected members onto the Finance Working Group. Normally, the five of us would physically meet up, go through the proposed budget, the draft budget, and you'd all sign off stuff on a list to prove that I've been doing my sensible stuff. Now, the reason this is on here is just to let you know, obviously, I don't think we're going to be in a position where we'd be allowed to meet up physically like this. So probably it's going to have to be a Zoom meeting for the five of us. But that I will then take the documents around to you individually on different days and let you have them and do whatever you need to do with them, and you can return them to me. And it'll just be a bit slower than usual, but it's the safe COVID-friendly way of doing it. And it was just to see if actually everyone was happy with it being the Zoom meeting being sometime like the first week of December when it normally happens. So it really probably does affect the finance working group people. So unfortunately, Councillor Elliott's not here, but it's Councillor Adams, Mike and Di, really, if it suits you that I do a Zoom one night in the first week of December, or if there's any bad nights for you in the first week of December.
Do we have any problems with that if Barry's not in attendance, being quorate or that?
No, it's fine.
Yeah, basically, if we'll play it away with it. I think Barry says he'll be back in circulation by then. If he's not, we'll have to sort something out. But ultimately, he doesn't actually make any decisions, that working group. It comes up with a proposal that then comes back to the council for approval. So yeah. it's just to shape things.
So if you can just email us with the dates, then we'll come back to the individual ones.
So okay, fine. So we'll look for something in the first week of December.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because it means we can get it done and bring it back for the meeting as well. On Zoom. Unless someone's determined to break the law and meet up somewhere, but I won't be there. It'll just be you on your own breaking the law without me there. Thanks, though. Yeah. Right. Thanks. Correspondence. Yeah. I've got nothing new to report. Everything else I've sent you, it's just I've got the notice, the appeal notice we saw earlier. An appeal decision came through for Villa Marguerite. They'd appealed against an earlier decision on some planning permission they wanted. That got dismissed as well, so they've not got anywhere with that. I had an email I copied to you all from a resident who's been concerned about the way in which the gates on the Dover and stuff are being managed. But I don't think there's an awful lot we can do about that. Something up to coastal management. I don't think they've got their team together at the moment. You've all seen this as well. There was a letter from a resident who lives near the Donkey Field, where he talked about the fact that the parish council, when they took on ownership of certain parcels of land, seemed to do it with one of the councillors' names, and he thinks it might be something to look into in the future to actually get that transferred into some kind of parish council body name. But that was something for you guys to have a think about and to see. And the last bit of correspondence we had was one from Philip Redpath, where he was apologising to Mike about how passionate he'd got about some comments to do with Eddington Road. So you've all seen that as well. Thanks very much. And that was it for correspondence, actually.
Right. Finances.
Yep. So you've hopefully all seen the receipts and payments document. Any questions about that?
No, I think, I mean, you've thankfully explained why the expenses are high, but you've got a nice...
Yeah. Unfortunately, I won't quite be getting that new car yet or that luxury holiday, but I have got a computer that turns on when it needs to now, which is excellent, so that's really good.
You'll be all right for your car. Hold on to next year.
Yeah. Right. I don't think people are going to like it when our draft budget's £4.5 million this year, but we'll see how we get on with that. A bit of a step up from 100,000. Grant applications. There was obviously a grant application from the Isle of Wight Music, Dance and Drama Festival. Hopefully you've all had a chance to look at it.
Yeah. I think we're going to look at this present climate. I mean, yes, they're going to do it in a different format. And I think with, and it could be said, well, will they need as much? But I think it's critical for mental health for youngsters, so I think it's a priority for us to support.
Yeah, I agree.
It's important. A very fine point. Yeah.
What's our usual donation? £50?
Yeah.
I'd like to
propose.
Yeah. proposed 50, and I think Dave seconded it. And all voting in favour, that looks unanimous, £50, thank you very much. Then
I'll... That's all I am.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Shall I do that one?
Yes, please, Dave.
This one was just to... This is actually is a mark of respect to Barry Elliott. As we all know, lost his missus a short while ago. And it's just to consider a grant of £50 to Cancer Research UK in memory of Fiona Elliott. And I'd like to propose we do that just as a mark of respect to Barry.
Yeah,
I'll second that.
Does it not need to be done the same way as the other grant applications?
Yeah, well, it's just very much like the wreath, the poppy thing, where you guys generate it internally rather than it being an application from outside.
Okay. So, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Has a formal condolence gone to Barry from us as a parish?
I know I did one personally.
I've done one personally, but I just wondered, as the chairman.
Did we do that, Brian? Or is that something, I thought we was actually going to address that now with this and get Barry some sort of card, as my
I tell you what, if you're all happy for me to say it's from you all, I'm happy to pass on an official condolence from you all.
Please do.
I know, because I'll be honest with you, I've been in contact with Barry every week. No, I'm not talking to him about council stuff. I'm just catching up with him in general, and he's been very, very grateful for all the support and all the kind messages people have passed on. So,
I mean, I have communicated via messaging and also sent him a condolence card personally from my wife and Sue. So, he's in good spirits, best he can.
Yes.
I saw him on Wednesday, and it's horrible. How do you?
Yeah. Very tricky, isn't it, Billy? What do you say? I've lost my piece of paper. Where was I?
Right, now it's an income and expenditure report.
Yeah, and any questions on the monthly summary from anyone?
No.
No, it looks fine.
Thank you very much. Thank you, that's the end of finance, I think. Thank you.
Right, it's... information. Anything? Councillors now, Biz, anything?
No.
Becky?
No.
Mike?
Just to say that I did go up to Mountbatten Hospice, met the chief exec, and as you saw, money's still actually coming in, so I've actually presented over £8,000, so the challenge completed was worthwhile.
Well done, Mike.
And thank you for all the support. And just to say that I might be out of action for this week due to Sue having a major operation, so thank you.
Well, we wish you well.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Reg?
Yeah, Reg isn't one of the councillors.
I meant to say, Roy. Roy, are you there?
Oh, he's on mute.
Muted. No, he's good.
Is you
alright?
Good,
thanks. Good, okay. Sally, did I ask you
something? No, thanks, Dave.
Doyle?
Nothing from me, thanks.
Doyle, it was just one thing. I think we addressed it earlier. Was you happy with the comments about the road tour, what we did earlier?
Yeah, it was brilliant. I mean, I did email you, didn't I? Because, on Facebook, it was just getting a bit ridiculous. I didn't want to make any comments. But I didn't want people to think that the parish council weren't, taking it seriously. So... what do you want me to do about reporting back? Because I did say I would after the meeting.
Well, I believe Regan said, well, just tell her, we can only tell her, Di, what we know, can't we?
Okay.
I was very honest with her the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, at the moment, we've had no application come in.
No.
We don't know what's happening, do we?
No.
I just feel, if she owns a parking space there, if Regan owns a parking space there, I can't see really... that I can do anything detrimental to stop our access to
No, it wasn't the parking space I was talking about. It was the comments about,
cutting down of the trees.
No, it's about Charles and Linda you know, being pushed out of Vicks and...
Sorry, well, I was a little bit across purposes with that.
Yeah, it was... They were just saying, like we were saying earlier, it's a bit like fake news, but obviously people are concerned, and genuinely I can see why the comments would be... But I just put on to say that I bring it to the parish council meeting today and then report back. So shall I just say something like that? As far as there's been no new application in.
Yes, right, there hasn't yet.
What do you suggest I say?
You could mention that we're writing a letter to the co-ops and trying to do our own, what's going on.
We're doing our own Sherlock Holmes impression.
We're seeking further information to clarify the situation.
Sorry, say again, Dave, I missed that.
We're seeking further information.
Okay,
I think they're cutting the trees down so they can access it from Regis Road. With a little one-way system, that would be my guess.
Do you think we should put a brief statement on the parish website?
Could I just say something here? I remember
maybe when we find something out.
Could I just mention this, please? At an earlier meeting, Kevin was speaking to Charles, and I believe Kevin is still in touch with him. And I believe we all agreed, until he spoke to Charles, we wasn't going to say anything. And I noticed something come up on Nextdoor. I don't particularly follow that, but I looked at it this week, and I noticed something on there. There was a lot going on there with Vicks. And there was something come up, because I nearly put something on, and I tried to refuse, and I did. But something come up that everyone was slating it, and how bad Charles was being treated. But then someone come up and said, Charles has actually said that they're retiring. Now, if I've got that wrong, I apologise.
Someone did definitely write that online, but they did write that.
I just wondered whether it would be worth just saying that the parish council, you know, has not, or that there has been no application registered.
No recent application registered for
the roadside inn and nothing, just nothing else, maybe.
I'll do that. I'll pop some...
I don't know whether it's appropriate, but it just might...
Do you want to do that instead of me, Brian?
So we have responded, but we're not making any sort of, you know...
Just to let you all know, and it's amazing, all the other things you can think of that people bombard me with questions with, no one has actually contacted me to ask me about this in the whole time. So it's actually, it might look bad online, but normally when things really, like... the benches down at Esplanade or dog poo bins or things like that. I get bombarded. Nobody asked me a thing about this.
They're important things, Brian.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. Well, there you go.
What Gilmer said the other year, there's a lot of apathy out there.
Yeah.
How they only see what they want to see.
There we go.
Okay, so all I'm going to leave that to you then, Brian. I'm not going to...
Yeah, I'll pop something on the site. Yeah.
Okay, and that's the Nettleston and Seaview. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? On Facebook.
I'll put it on our website and then copy the link onto the thing or whatever, because that's what I normally do. I'll put it in the news item and then...
Okay,
Then we seem to have given some sort of response, but it's in no way... You know, we're not making any sort of...
All we're going to do is ask some polite questions. We're not
at the end of the day, all we're doing is telling the truth.
Exactly.
We're being transparent, we're up front.
Yeah, and that's what you've been talking about, Dave, and that's why I thought it might be a good idea.
I agree, that's good.
Do you want to say something, Barry? Dave?
I can't hear you. Sorry, Dave Barrett.
Can you hear me?
Headset's broken, I think.
Down the road and ask you.
Yeah. we can all look forward to it next time. Yeah, thank you.
I think it's one of those boards.
Yeah.
Okay. Could I just say, everyone, good night to everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time. Sorry,
thank you very much. Thank you, 924. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Boom.